It was a wild night at the Princeton and District Arena on Tuesday night, October 29, as the posse came away with a 6-5 overtime win against the OSOU's Coyotes. Princeton was given a run for its money in the first period as the Coyotes scored 3 first-period goals from Ethan Picklick, Mason Rudolph, and Nicholas Vopit. The posse stormed back in the second period, scoring 3 goals in the first 6:28 of the frame to tie the game. Justice Lawin, Matthew Langdon, and Brennan Watterson all found the back of the net. However, the tie was short-lived as Rudolph scored his second goal of the game for OSOU's just 1:21 later to regain the lead, 4-3. With under 5 minutes to go in the second, Princeton tied the game again as Bryden Morrow scored his 6th goal of the season to tie the game going into the third period. In the third, the posse took their first lead of the game just 31 seconds into the frame when Watterson scored his 2nd of the game. At the 9:44 mark, it was the Coyotes' turn to tie the game as Steve Andrusiak scored to make it 5-5. Throughout the frame, OSOU's goaltender Hunter Arntzen kept the Coyotes in it, making 22 saves in the period alone. OSOU's was outshot 23-4 in the period. The game went to overtime where Tyson Horiachka was the hero for Princeton, scoring 1:44 into overtime to improve the posse to 1-2-1-0-1 on the year. Arntzen made 48 saves in the loss for OSOU's, who are now 6-6-1-0 on the year. Princeton goaltender Blake Sittler made 21 saves. There was a total of 42 penalty minutes in the game. Both teams are back in action on Friday, November 1, as Princeton is down in Spokane while OSOU's welcomes Revelstoke to town.